You know, we've been frequently told about how wearing face masks and practicing social distancing are simple ways that we can protect and respect the health of not just ourselves, but that of others against the coronavirus. Same holds true when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccines. In spite of that science, there continues to be those who protest these very simple steps as being everything from heavy burdens to violations of freedoms, constitutional rights. Some even say they're government conspiracies. Yet, if you're a Christian, the word from the Bible written by the Apostle Paul instructs you to do what you're being asked to do. We find it in the book of Philippians, starting with verse 4 of chapter 2. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Then moving ahead to verses 13 and 14. For it is God who works in you both to will and do for his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless, children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. This all came to my attention through something that actor Kirk Cameron had recently done. Cameron's professed to be a Christian, yet he organized Christmas Carol protests. Yeah, that's an odd trio of words, isn't it? But anyway, in Los Angeles, where the carolers were not wearing face masks or social distancing. And I pointed out on our Facebook page how this was against God's word, as I just presented. The response from some was, my objections to the protest made me a coward. The reality, being obedient and full to God's word requires courage. Doesn't make you a coward, because there will be many, some of whom you consider to be friends, even family members, who will push against you. It's the denial of his word, unless it suits your selfish needs, that, well, it doesn't make you a coward, but it certainly makes you disobedient. And before Paul wrote those words in Philippians, Jesus said it much more succinctly, as we see in John 13:34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. And that love has as part of its foundation respect for others.